The idea of fasting has been around for centuries. It's been used to make political statements and used as part of religious practice. But there's also been research in mice that shows intermittent fasting can have significant health benefits, including improved cardiovascular function and better memory. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, host Linda Lowen speaks with Dr. Valter Longo, a professor of gerontology and biological science at the University of Southern California, about the science behind fasting.
How do you define fasting, and how long does an individual have to go without food to be in a fasting state?
Yes, believe it or not, there is not an agreement on that, but one is something called time-restricted feeding, which basically has to do with eating for a certain number of hours per day. For example, you eat 12 hours, you don't eat for 12 hours. The other one is called intermittent fasting, and normally it refers to two different methods, and one is alternate day fasting. So basically, you either don't eat or eat very little every other day. And the other has to do with every third day, basically. So for 2 days, you eat normally. And then on the third day, you either don't eat or eat about 500 calories or so. And then there is what we call periodic fasting. And this instead is not eating for two or more days, but normally 4 to 5 days. And that's periodic. So there is no intermittent nature, meaning that it doesn't have to be done in a regular manner. It can be done whenever it's needed.
Your research is rooted in the belief that fasting is beneficial to the human body and increases longevity. Explain how you came to this conclusion.
We came to this conclusion by first identifying genes that regulate aging and also regeneration. And then we connected those genes with certain nutrients. And then fasting allows these nutrients to be removed so that this process of protection and regeneration can be activated.
And when you're talking about a period of time for fasting, what time frame are we talking about?
The optimal time frame for fasting to have maximum effects is the 5 days. But now with water only fasting, but with a fasting mimicking diet. So this really allows the body to be fully into this ketogenic mode where the components of the body are being broken down, the stem cells are turned on, and when the person returns to normal food, all of many systems are regenerated.
You mentioned a term ketogenic, which is a big thing, big buzzword for many people now. But there are individuals who recognize that they really feel that they can't go a day without eating. You've mentioned a fasting mimicking diet. What is that?
Yes, a fasting mimicking diet, it was developed exactly for this purpose, to allow people to have regular meals, but to trick the system into thinking that only water is coming in. And so this is a high-fat, low-protein, low-sugar diet that can achieve the great majority of the effects that we see with water-only fasting.
It's Dr. Valter Longo of the University of Southern California talking with Linda Lowen about the science of fasting. You can hear more from Linda and host Lorraine Rapp on this and more on Take Care, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.